This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There have been several rocket attacks in Baghdad, including in the Green Zone, which houses government offices and foreign embassies. Rockets also landed outside Balad Air Base north of Baghdad, but no injuries were reported in either incident. Earlier, the bodies of Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani and Iraqi militia leader Abud Mahdi al-Muhandis reached the Shiite holy city of Najaf after a day of funeral processions in Baghdad and Karbala. Mohammad Reda al-Sistani, the son of Iraq's top Shiite cleric, greeted the bodies in Najaf when they arrived. Thousands of mourners took part in funeral processions in Baghdad and Karbala earlier Saturday. Footage showed the arrival of flag-draped coffins, including those carrying Soleimani and al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that he ordered the killing of Soleimani to stop a war, claiming that the general posed a threat to the American people. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called up more than 3,000 military reservists to help battle devastating fires that have scorched huge swaths of New South Wales and Victoria State. Morrison said the government has committed $20 million Australian dollars to lease 4 firefighting aircraft for the duration of the crisis.
That will include 2 long-range fixed-wings DC-10s with 36,000 litres capacity and 2 medium-range fixed-wings large air tankers with an 11,000 litre capacity.
The helicopter-equipped HMAS Adelaide was deployed to assist evacuations from fire-ravaged areas. The deadly fires have been raging since September and have burned more than 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. This is